When both the House and Senate Appropriations Committee chairmen decided to not hold hearings on the president's 2017 budget request, you knew the year was off to a rough start. Now a battle royale is looking into the possible nomination of a new Supreme Court justice. For how this might play out, David Hawking, senior editor of CQ Roll Call. And David, it looks like the problems of getting to a budget now are compounded, both by the budget itself, the actions of those committee chairmen, and now the loss of Justice Scalia.
Absolutely right, Tom. You know, I've been saying on your program for a couple of months since the last budget deal was sealed that 2016 was going to be easier and more straightforward, and that there actually was a chance for some return to regular order, some individual appropriations bills being passed, no government shutdown, et cetera, et cetera. I think I was totally wrong. I think that the situation on the ground has changed, as they say, and that Justice Scalia's death is the biggest reason for that. And let me just take a second to explain why. The Republicans say the president should not nominate somebody, and if he does nominate somebody, they are threatening to ignore it. Ignore him or her, not even hold hearings, not advance the nomination at all. President Obama has made clear that he will make this nomination. If the Republicans persist in the tactic that they have laid out, and it looks like they will, they've already got several, or at least one important swing state Republican, Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, who's a Republican running for re-election in a deeply purple state. She's the kind of Republican that Obama would need on his side to advance this nomination. She says she agrees with the Republicans that the nomination should wait for the next president. So it seems like the Republicans are going to stick with this strategy, at least they have for the last 72 hours. And if they do, the Democrats are going to respond in kind and shut down almost everything else that happens in Congress this year, which wasn't going to be much, but it was going to be the budget process. I think you should look for the Democrats to say, if you're going to shut down the normal routine regular order of nominations, we're going to shut down the normal regular routine order of the budget, and you can we can just have a continuing resolution and we can all go home and campaign.
All right. So when the committee chairman, the Appropriations Committee chairs in both the House and Senate, after the budget was released a week ago, said that they're not even going to hold hearings, that necessarily wasn't a stopper because the individual oversight committees could have had their own hearings and circumvented the appropriators, correct?
Well, that's true. And I mean, really, the not having the hearing was a symbolic slap in the face. Usually for the last 40 years in a row, I mean, ever since the modern budget process was invented in the mid-1970s, the custom had been maintained that the day after the budget came to the Hill, the OMB director, the White House budget director, would come to the Hill and explain it and testify about it. And it was a chance in a public forum and on TV for the president and his people to make their case and for the president's critics to rebut that case and to say it's dead on arrival or a silly idea or not going anywhere. The Republicans essentially said, we are so dead set against whatever President Obama is going to propose that that's just a waste of time for a hearing. We're going to write our own budget without even seeing the president's budget. So it was more of a symbolic slap in the face to what was going to happen anyway, which was that the president's budget on the macro, on the big ticket headline items, is going to be totally ignored, and the Republicans will write a political document of their own that's totally different. Again, to repeat a point that I think is worth repeating for this audience, very little of this affects many of the programs and agencies that federal workers work on. You know, the vast majority of these programs will run at more or less the same level and more in a way that the president has proposed and will be sort of ignored for the good in the political hurly-burly ahead.
And so this leaves the idea of what to do about sequestration. I guess 2017 was supposed to be the second year of a budget deal. And so where does that leave the budget deal that was agreed to last fall that we're now living with the first year of?
That budget deal stays. The people who want to repeal it are the most conservative Republicans, the so-called House Freedom Caucus, first and foremost. They would like to revisit that budget deal that was struck last fall. They would like to roll back the spending to the older, tighter levels. But they do not have the votes on their own to proactively make that happen. So the best they can do is gum up the works themselves and say, well, if in the absence of our ability to roll things back, we're just not going to play on each bill. We'll vote against every bill. We'll protest by voting against every bill. And that would, each of these 12 bills would then get stuck. And the only way to keep the government running would be with a CR, which would allow funding to continue at these new, slightly higher levels for one more year.
We're speaking with David Hawking, senior editor of CQ Roll Call. And so now the Scalia factor comes into the loss of a Republican, or I shouldn't say Republican, loss of a conservative Supreme Court justice. Right. Has now been thrown into the mix, and it's really become an emotional thing. And so everything is, it sounds as if everything else is getting sucked into this sort of vortex.
Right. It's emotional because to conservative Republicans, Justice Scalia was really one of their modern heroes of the last three decades. It's political because this now makes the future of the Supreme Court front and center on the campaign stage, both at the presidential level and at the senatorial level. And it's a matter of policy because Justice Scalia, as you said, I mean, yes, he's a conservative. He also is a Republican appointee. And to sort of for shorthand, you can say that up until Saturday, the court had five members who were nominated by Republican presidents, four nominated by Democratic presidents. Now it's a 4-4 tie. And if President Obama can put somebody on the court, it would tip the political balance. And with it, we presume, at least to some degree, the ideological balance would be tilted. You take away the conservative anchor, intellectual anchor of the court, and replace him with anybody that Barack Obama would nominate, fair bet to say that it's going to be a different thing. So this is not just any Supreme Court vacancy. It's a Supreme Court vacancy in an election year that would actually have an obvious shift on the balance of power. So that is why the Democrats are going to push so hard to say that President Obama should be able to fill this vacancy, and the Republicans are going to resist. And with that push and pull, threatens to take out all the energy from a Congress that was going to be only minimally involved in legislating anyway this year, with the budget first and foremost, and the budget could just be put on a high shelf while that rhetorical fight happens.
So what can we expect in what remains of this week? Anything in particular?
Well, they're out there. They're gone this week. It's because of President's Day. It's a quiet week. Both the House and the Senate are gone. There was some rumbling over the weekend that this would be because the Senate is technically in recess. The president could, under the Constitution, could fill this vacancy with a so-called recess appointment who could serve for the next essentially 3 years under the rules of recess appointments. The White House signaled yesterday that the president would not do that, that he wants a full-on confrontational fight. So the rest of the week is going to be, I think you won't hear too much discussion of anything else but the Scalia politics. And sub to that, up on the Hill, up on the snowy, rainy Hill, there will be staffers from the two budget committees on the Republican side working to draft those documents, because what the Republicans do want to do is put their budget proposal out in the public eye sooner rather than later.
All right. So it's a week basically for the editorial writers. David Hawking, senior editor of CQ Roll Call. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.